As part of your Austin music experience, I'm Elissa Rigolski, and this is your soundcheck. In case you haven't heard, festival season is in full swing, and several events released exciting information this week. South by Southwest announced the festival's first round of musical acts on Tuesday, and Austin locals Band of Heathens, Moving Panoramas, Paul Osher, John D. Graham, and the Painted Red Starts are on the list. The first wave of musicians are just a fraction of the official showcasing artists that will play throughout the city on March 15th through 20th. The final deadline for artist submissions is October 23rd, so it's not too late to become a part of this year's festival. Fun 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 Fest recently released its daily schedule, and ticket holders can get ready for the event by picking up their wristbands at the Thunder Dome on East 5th Street. This pop-up shop is open daily from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and features nightly performances and contests. To celebrate its 5th anniversary, Euphoria Music Festival will add one more day of electronic dance music to its schedule. And from the organizers of the Untapped Festival comes another celebration of beer and music. On December 5th, the Canned Festival will roll into the Austin Studios lot on East 51st and bring headliners Built to Spill, Diarrhea Planet, and Ume. Another week, and news of another longtime local music venue is closing up shop. Trailer Space Records, located on Rosewood Avenue, will end its run as a record store and performance space on October 31st. Neighboring business Eastside Pies acquired the property and will use it to expand their restaurant. Owner Spot Long has no plans to relocate. With venues shuttering and artists dealing with low wages and skyrocketing rent, many people have begun to worry about the city's iconic music scene. Last week, Austin's music industry leaders gathered to discuss possible solutions. Austin Music People's Jennifer Houlihan suggested creating a music enterprise zone to encourage the growth of music-related business. Transmission Events General Manager Bobby Garza said that the expansion of the music and entertainment division would help bring more attention to the growing sound permit costs. The discussion was part of the latest Beers, Brains, and Betterment panel hosted by the Capital of Texas Media Foundation and the Austin Monitor. In other news this week, Taylor Swift is now the highest earning artist in the world. Raking in over $1 million a day, T-Swift made more than Diddy, Drake, and Jay-Z combined. Austin filmmaker Robert Rodriguez is directing Demi Lovato's latest music video. In true Rodriguez fashion, the music video for Confident will feature adrenaline-pumping stunts and fight scenes. And Sir Elton John will grace the Lone Star State this weekend. His much-anticipated concert will close out the Formula One races at the Circuit of the Americas on Sunday, October 25th. That's your soundcheck. This is Elissa Rigolski for KUTX.